Good evening, radio listening audience. I'm Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's program, The Collector, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Notice how the master weaver of tales skillfully utilizes the element of surprise in this shocking story. It was right there behind the sack of giraffe signs, in between the shelf of shrunken pygmy flea heads and the box containing apparition footprints. How could that human vegetable take the container? He didn't know what was in it. He couldn't have. I kept them strictly confidential. It had taken me years to collect them. I had confronted danger time and time again collecting them. So I reiterate, how could this brainless cabbage have taken my precious sealed bottle? No doubt he didn't realize that these submicroscopic complex little acids with a protein coat were the pride and joy of my museum. You have probably figured out by now that I have, or I should say, had, the world's largest collection of deadly viruses in that bottle. For 30 years, I've circumvented our planet, going to the distant corners of five continents. I've gone to clinic after clinic, hospital after hospital, searching carefully for them, so I could isolate them, temporarily neutralize them, and cautiously deposit them in the receptacle where they now reside. I hope. Hundreds of military labs and research centers have sent their top scientists to observe my little viruses after I sent them special sealed invitations and instructions. Each left marveling at the rarity of my daring cultures. By accident, with no premeditation on his part, someone has taken them, not even realizing the danger that puts everybody in. He may have mistakenly thought it was a bottle of cognac that I was selfishly guarding for a rainy day. If he takes a swig out of that bottle, may God himself save both his soul and his intestines that will be experiencing the burning fires that the Hebrews call Sheol and the Greeks call Hades. I pray that it doesn't occur to him to pop the cork and let a single drop escape. Every known crook within 100 miles of this place could be apprehended to prevent any chance of their spill. They make up the most lethal cocktail ever mixed by man. They are death in a bottle, poised, waiting for their release. 1,698,000 types of viruses are in my collection. It is a smorgasbord of every disease known to man and some have yet to be identified. They are a floating, tasteless combination in chloroform that causes rare diseases in people like you and me. I don't want to even think about the unpardonable agony that one drop would cause. Even a moment's exposure can cause you to have the most painful, agonizing feeling on earth. Your intestines will feel like your guts are being burned out. From the inside, you will see every color of the rainbow with a red glow in the background. I will not try to justify nor defend my actions when I took the flask out of my impenetrable strong box. But at the same time, I will not condemn myself for doing what I felt needed to be done. Ever since I was a young man, I've been driven by a compulsion to collect things. I've always been passionate about saving things, especially unique, interesting things. I have always been faithful to my uncontrollable vocation of accumulating whatever I can get my hands on. I incorporated the thousands of strange, unique viruses to construct a reflection where we could compare their existence to ours. This was quite different than the other bizarre things that were all around me in my museum, like eyeballs from dragons that suffered from epilepsy, suicide weapons, drops of sweat off of workers, and giant chains of clipped fingernails that had been glued together. I formed another archive by collecting monotonous capitalist speeches and drunken promises. I archived and classified envies and examples of foolishness. While I strolled down the streets and byways, I collected anonymous paintings, apocalyptic writings, mad cab drivers' insults, many artifacts and situations that I had to run into all over the world. I searched every dead-end road for material that proves what is humane and what is inhumane. I started this world-changing collection back in the early days when I first met Pol Kor, the king of Baloo in West New Guinea. He had a collection, yes, you heard me right, he had a collection of human hands. Whenever anyone would extend a hand of friendship to him, he would pull out a sharp knife and whack their right hand off. They found themselves surprised, one-handed, and in much pain. He kept an appalling string of hands as decorations hanging on a string along his walls. He personally preserved about 5,000 of them for his own home collection. This unusual practice of amputating hands did not alienate him from all of his gregarious acquaintances. His fame preceded him, and he got to the point that cordial handshakes were no longer offered to him. I was only able to salvage my hand because of a situational accident. He got a cramp in his hand just as I extended my hand in friendship. The whole thing was so traumatic for me that I still dropped like a sack of potatoes on the ground, sick with a tropical fever. It was then that my delusions of grandeur started, and I started to start collecting things professionally. My unfortunate mistake was thinking that no one would take my virus collection that I have been robbed of. Some thirsty soul looking for a good bottle of brandy has penetrated my stronghold. The thing that makes this whole situation unbearable is that after taking so many risks, after so much searching, after so many nights bending over a microscope, I lose my precious viruses forever because a sot was craving a drink. Right at the very moment when you think you know what's next, something happens that you never expected. We hope you'll tune in again next week for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to 88.9 KETR. Your pledges are what make programming like this possible. We need your support. Donate safely and securely online at ketr.org/support.